Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Oracle's Readings. This is your Omi. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening. I'd like to say Habarigani to my new friends, and I'd like to say what's up to my old friends. Thank you so very much. And this is a remix, or this is the makeup schedule from yesterday, Stand and Deliver. And when you've done all you can do to stand, still I say remain standing. After the storm, remain standing after the storm. And what we mean by that particular phrase is after the storm, if you've gone through the storm and if you didn't win that particular battle, don't think that you can't win the war. There are many phases of war, and we're just in one of the phases of the battle. Sometimes the countdown doesn't always go in your favor, but you can get up. And you can still win the war. Stay in the war. You can't fight or win if you don't stay in the war. Stay in the war and keep coming back and standing and delivering. Now, Harriet listened to the voice, and she never steered away from where the voice told her to go, and she stood and delivered. Now, yesterday's show was after the storm. Now, Harriet being free, thank God Almighty she's free at last. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Today we're talking about after the storm. What do you do after the storm while you're waiting? While you're wading the water and while you're weathering the storm, what do you do while the decision is being made? What do? You occupy until the verdict is read. I'm going to teach you a few things today about being in the storm. I went back and I looked in one of my lesson plans. This was a lesson plan for kindergarten. And there's still something to be learned from looking at my lesson plans from kindergarten. I literally looked at a lesson that I did on the tiny dot. And I began to ask myself, out of all the lessons that I have given to children, this was one of the most important ones on our existence, on the mere fact of what we stand for. I know you say we're atoms. I know you say that we're particles, and we can look in that particle and see that we're atoms, and we could be reassured that we came from something. But we can also be reassured that the particles go way beyond the atoms, and that that nothingness out there that exists in the atmosphere is really us. We're connected to something. We're just a vast connection of who God is. And as I looked at my lesson and I looked at the information, I remember the children were so excited about the story, the tiny dot. And I locked into that lesson because there's a success story in that lesson, because the tiny dot that I explained to these young children, that tiny dot was them, a part of God. Yes, a part of God. We're just an extension of him. And because we're an extension of him, we carry him in our being. He doesn't exist outside of ourselves. So when we go into a war, how can we be losers when God is present there with us? We have to stand. And when we've done all we can do to stand, we have to remain standing, because in the end, it says we win. If you get in the war and you fight with all your might and remain standing, if you are persistent and resistant, just like Queen Nzinga said, I will be persistent and insistent. Queen Nzinga knew the value of getting in a war and staying and using strategies. So what this story was all about was we're connected to God. We're the sum total of who God is, not in God's vastness, but just like an attribute is to water, to the ocean. Now, what I want to also tell you is that you have to understand that when you stand and do all that you can do to stand, just remain standing, and God will come and show up, and he will do the rest. So when you're in a battle, you got to know when to retreat, and when the enemy threatens or when the enemy puts pressure on, you got to know when to resist the enemy. Now, we may be in a state of resisting the enemy. You may be in a state of fighting the enemy, but know this, soldier, you don't fight alone. There are more with you than against you. So in your effort to set up a strategy, I want you to always remember you're connected to something. So turn and then reconnect to the greater source. And that greater source will always be a part of you. Some of us have disconnected from our greater source. And when we go into war, we stand on our own. And we wonder why we don't win the war. You have to be connected to the greater source. And in being connected to the greater source, it will allow you to stand and deliver. Now, we've been in lots of wars before. African Americans, you know we've been in wars after wars, and even we've been in the rumors of wars. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do, soldiers? What are we going to do when we've done all that we can do and we come out of a storm? When we come out of the storm, after the storm, a rainbow comes. And that's a sign that the great high force was traveling in our being, and he, she, or it never left us. And the reason why we say he, she, or it is because we don't know what the gender may be. In all respects to our higher self, he allows us to go through the pressure so that we can push he, she, or him forward. He will show up in our life. Now, he might show up in the courtroom. He might show up on your job. He might show up in your home. But know this, you have to have pressure in order to push he, she, or it forward. Don't think that you're not going to have pressures in your life when you're going through a storm. When you're going through a fight and in the war, that's when you have opposition. When you go up against opposition, sometimes it has to buffer you. And when it buffers you, God shows up. Now, Harriet has taught me one thing, and that is stand and to deliver. Now, you people out there who are still going through and are fighting the causes of discrimination for illegal seizuring of property, I want you to know, people think they have won because they think that they have got the upper hand on you. But let them feel like they won temporarily. You want to win the war. Let them win a battle or two. But you come back and take the whole thing just for the asking. Take the whole thing. Take the city. Take the city and shut them down. Because God said to remind him of his promises to you. They are yea and not nay. He said, and also to command him. He said, command you me. Command God to do his job. In reality, God serves us. So if he made promises to us, remind him of what his promises are to us. And as you command God, God will show up. Now you're going to go in some courtrooms where there's going to be some very powerful judges and mighty so-called lawyers who might intimidate you. But don't let them. Don't be intimidated by the threats, because they don't have authority over you unless God has given them authority. They just don't know that. The authority has been given to the God Almighty. Now, I talked about the law earlier and how it has been misconstrued and how it has come out of its form, and any law that comes out of its form and no longer does what it's intended to do is no more law than anything else. Then you do not have to choose to be held to the letter of the law. If it does not stand on its own merits and do what it's intended to do. And a lot of our courtrooms and judicial system have tainted the law, have warped the law, has bastardized the law, have discredited the law, have unworked the law, has rewind the law, and has destroyed the law. So what do you do in a case like that? You go in with the intentions to bring the law back to its natural state, so that it can work for all people, not just for the powers to be. It has to work for all people, not some of the time, not most of the time, but all of the time. Because that's what a law is intended to do. It has a set of criteria, and it doesn't deviate from that. Just like the laws of gravity, what goes up must come down. You cannot expect to throw something up and not expect for it to come down. That's just the way the laws were created. And the laws go for the same thing in the courtroom, in the civil courts and the judicial courts and the lower courts. They work the same way. And anybody who ventures to think that they can deviate from the law and don't practice the criteria of the law is in for a sad mistake, because the laws are governed by the universe. The laws are governed by Mother Nature. And Mother Nature sees what people are doing in the courtroom to deviate from the law. And Mother Nature will come in and Mother Nature will set the course straight. Now, I don't want you to be afraid because you have to go in these courtrooms. I don't want you to be afraid because you don't have a representative, like an attorney, to represent you. I don't want you to be afraid, but I want you to go in with the power and might of a sound mind and allow Tahuti and Mayat to show up. Sometimes when you go into a courtroom, there's so much static there and so much resistance from giving you your rights that you might even get threats from your judges because they feel a little intimidated by you and they're afraid that you will push for the truth. And sometimes they don't have the intention of discovering the truth, but only to pay homage to those who are in authority. Now, you must remember that there's going to be a fight put up, a resistance put up, but as they resist, you persist. Just like Queen Nzinga says, you may find people resisting, but you insist that you persist. Now, I want you to know that there's going to be a great, great call out of all of these 16 banks that have been examined. And you can go right online and see the result of the individual evaluation that was done on some of these mortgages. They have the verdict out, and they have written a description of what the findings were, and they have sanctioned these banks to make corrections and to cease from persisting in that particular manner that they have been operating. And a lot of you who receive checks and compensation for these problems that existed within the irregularities, you have to also go back and read the document and find out what recourses you have. Just because you have been paid off in a settlement, that does not mean that you waive the right to pursue any type of claim, individual claim, against anyone that might have taken away or violated your rights. So I am in your ear today to remind you $2,000 and $3,000 is not enough to compensate for the losses of your property or to buy or purchase another piece of property. Some of you are still wailing and are in despair over what has happened. It's not over with. And you can get up and stand after the storm. And you can get up and you can proceed and you continue to fight and get justice in your case. But how is it that these homes can be stockpiled for no one to live in, laying away waste for someone to put in their portfolio, and then they go home to their homes and sleep easy in their bedroom? Well, the Lord said it's not so. They will no longer sleep easy in their bedrooms, and they will no longer get away without having a conscience. God is going to remind them in due time of the mere fact that they've given them a little authority, and because they were not faithful over a few things, that those many things that they would have been given will be taken away. Now, black people, I want you to know that you're going to have to start and cease from your wicked ways if you're going to be in position to rule. Some of you are standing in position to move in to rule, and you're rightly doing so. But those of you who know that you've got to make some changes if you're going to be in the next generation for ruling this world, that's right, because it says in the end we win. That means we will get our turn to rule again. But I pray that we are more just rulers than our previous rulers were. I pray that we're more sensitive and that we are grown up now and we no longer do the things that children do. Now, the children will be stepping down. They've played house long enough. They've destroyed, they've corrupted, they've stolen, and they have mutilated human life. They have done some unspeakable things that I'm sure they're ashamed of. But they were given only a little while to rule, and that they had coming. Now that they have had that opportunity, they should gracefully step down. Now, I don't need to call any names. You could figure out what I'm saying in between the lines. What I'm saying is when you rule with tyranny and when you rule with chaos and you rule with such harsh iron fists, the same rulership that you tendered over someone else will be rendered over you as well. But to take someone's property and to lay it away waste or to consume it for extra currencies and not have a purpose that to live in it would mean that you have disrespected human life. It's very important that everyone, man, woman, children, and the sparrows have a place to lay their head. And God said if he provided a place for the little sparrows, he too can prepare a place for you. And people, don't worry about it. Some of you are going to receive mansions in your lifetime. Some of you are going to stay in the finest of homes. I know this because I have. And I know he goes to prepare a place for me, the finest of finest. And some of you don't understand that there's many mansions in my Father's house. He said, did not he go to for us? Just assume that he's preparing a place for you if you've lost your property. Just assume that there is a place out there for you that he's created because you have been steadfast and persistent and resistant. Be persistent and resistant and stand strong, even in a storm. Though the wind may blow, the willow tree bends with the wind. But after the storm, the willow tree stands up straight and tall. You don't waver. You stand up straight and tall because you know the master creator has it all under control. Don't waver from well-doing. Don't be weary in well-doing, first of all. Know that the creator has it all taken care of because it's in the master plan. This is a plan we're going through. This has already been worked out in the spirit. Some people think they're making a mark on life and society, but these things have already been decided. They were decided at the inception of some of us, even yet in the womb. Now, you could go back and look at the history and see that history doesn't lie. History reinforces itself, and it does repeat itself. So just like we were once rulers in the Egyptian stage, and we ruled very well, we were very successful, and we had great strides, we are those Egyptians, and we will rule again. Don't be dismayed, my little brother and sister. You just clean your act up, because you're getting ready to rule again, and many mansions will be in your house. Then you will dictate and rule over many homes and houses. But don't let this thing deter you. Don't let this thing make you fearful. A lot of us have become so fearful that we are actually mentally off our stamina and out of our minds temporarily. But you got to get them out of your mind. Don't let them fear you, make you fearful of what they can and cannot do, because there's only so much time they have left. And in that little time, whatever they think that they can do, God must give them the authority to do it. And if God hasn't given the authority, then it's not so. So don't be fearful. Man thinks he can kill the body, but he cannot kill the soul. And in these days, God is not even allowing people